to another edition of the CJ McCollum Show. I'm currently recording in Toronto, Canada, home of Ripley's Believe It or Not Aquarium. Top 7 aquariums in the world. I looked this up on the drive-in. I actually have been there. It's spectacular.
Wait, what are you saying? Are you saying aquarium?
Ripley's, yeah, they have an aquarium.
Oh, okay.
In Toronto. And this Ripley's okay. Like, Believe It or Not or something like that.
No, Ripley's Believe It or Not is a completely different thing than an aquarium.
Yes, but you get what I'm saying. Ripley's is no. Like a show where you like Believe It or Not, but I'm telling you they got an aquarium here. Aquarium.
Okay.
I'm
gonna tell you the name of aquarium. It sounds like you're saying accordion a little bit.
It's called Ripley's Aquarium of Canada in Toronto. So me just saying Ripley's Believe It or Not was completely off topic, but the name of the aquarium is Ripley's, R-I-P-L-E-Y-S, and it's top 7 aquariums in the world.
All right.
Fun fact for you.
The more you know as the star goes across. Our producer Parker wouldn't know that because he's 25 years old.
He has never seen The Devil Wears Prada, but that's another conversation for another time. We are in the midst.
See, this is what happens when we record this podcast after you go through customs and have a bad travel day. You're waiting for your bags.
And I won't be disturbed.
There's a lot
on
to get into.
On this podcast because yes, they already delivered my bags. Although they brought someone else's bag, I redirected it to the right room and I felt like a good Samaritan for the day. But like you said before, I'm on a road trip.
Okay.
I've had 3 days in between games.
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah. You guys have been off.
No games.
How luxurious.
It's amazing. I felt like a stay-at-home father for a little bit with practice and like treatment in between where my son is jumping on the table and get up, dad, dad, up, dad, dad, stop, dad, dad, sit, dad, dad. Very demonstrative and aggressive at times, which is interesting to see, like which side he's gravitating towards, my side or my wife's side. And I think he's in the middle. He is both of us to a T.
Oh, so you feel real good about that?
Yeah, and
basically a win.
The aggression of like get up, sit down, like that's definitely me. And then vocal, very vocal. What he wants, what he doesn't want.
He has things to say.
He got a lot to say.
He has things to say.
He got a lot to say. But I got great time at the house, which was beautiful, and which is what I needed at this point in my life in the season. But now we got 3 games in like 10 days, which is crazy to think about. But beautiful, beautiful to see.
Yeah. You guys are, and you're playing really well, winning a lot. How's the team feeling? How are you guys feeling in the West?
Yeah, we feel.
Are you going to put out a song lyric like Shay? Say that, you know, you're not five. Satisfied with where you are?
Yeah, not trying to be 5, trying to be 3 instead of 5. Like, I don't know how we would swing it because we're very far away from 1. But I think we're excited about being healthy. I think that's
noted
the first thing.
Noted that you are not a freestyle rapper.
No, not on this podcast. I don't think it would be Disney friendly if I freestyled. but I think
healthy,
we're excited.
Which is number 1 for you guys.
Health. 21 games left. We have some favorable schedule breaks where we have lots of time in between games. We just came off of 5-7. We have 3 games over like 10 days. We're on our East Coast swing now where we go Toronto, Philly, Atlanta, go home, play Cleveland. So we're about to play a bunch of Eastern Conference teams with rest.
And those are teams dealing with injuries too that you could take advantage of. No, I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
Trey hurt, obviously. Joel still out. Even though there was reports he's starting to get some work on the court, but probably not in time for your game.
Yeah, we're playing good basketball at the right time. I think we're top 6. I think we're 6 defensively and in top 5 in half court offensive efficiency on the season. We're doing well, executing well throughout games, getting off to better starts. Our starters played better in that game against the Pacers. And I think for all of us, it's that feel-good feeling, right, where you feel good because you're playing good because you're healthy, but you also can see, like, the light at the end of the tunnel, which is what you've hoped for, 50-win season, chance to play in the playoffs, home games in the playoffs in New Orleans. The weather's starting to get nice, you know what I'm saying? Starting to put my feet in the pool, you know, about a week from now, I'll put my feet in the pool, you know what I'm saying? And really just start to enjoy the city of New Orleans again. But we're excited. We're excited about where we're going and understand the process that's in front of us. And the Western race, you look at Dallas, Sacramento, the Phoenix Suns, obviously the Lakers, they've been playing well. Warriors are playing well besides that curb stomping they took the other night. It's going to come down to the last game. And I think it's important we talk about, you want to go Bron here or you want to go curb stomp?
No, I want to stay in the West since you're talking about the West. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about the team that's at the top of the West. And that's the Thunder. And your former teammate, Jusuf Nurkić, 31 rebounds. That's insane. Most rebounds since the 2010-2011 season, since Kevin Love. But they rank 30th in the league in rebounding. So, you know, we will get into what the Celtics did, and they look pretty unstoppable right now. But when you look at the team top of the West, is that a concern that they should have eventually, you know, come playoff time, is their lack of rebounding?
I think two things, and they talked about a little bit during the broadcast. Bob Myers talked about it along with some of the other guys. They are young, obviously. They're gaining experience. They're super confident. They play well at home. They have a star. They have another star in Jalen, and they have another star in Chet. They have defense, three-point shooting, all those things you kind of referenced. But one of the things Doris Burke talked about was the fact that they're a little thin on the interior. And by thin, I mean Chet is great, but he's very skinny, right? And you talk about rebounding. You talk about how the half-court offense is prevalent in the playoffs.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you are into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you get into the playoffs, half-court offense and defense is really important, but you got to be able to limit teams from getting second-chance opportunities. And right now, obviously with them being, you know, essentially last in rebounding, that's going to affect the offense and the defense. Their ability to run in transition, their ability to score easy baskets is something that could be impacted by this. And if you look at who they could potentially match up with right now, there's going to be a playing game between 7 and 8. I think right now you got the Suns in 7, and let me just check so I don't say it wrong. And obviously this changes every day. Dallas in 8. Mm-hmm. I don't know that rebounding will really play a huge factor playing against Dallas because they play so fast. They're obviously athletic, but I think you play against a team like Long the Suns trees. Who could be healthy, who could have Nurk, who just got 30 mm-hmm. rebounds. You got some issues. Play against the Warriors, you know, they're a good rebounding team, but obviously with Draymond and the rookie. But it could really be a problem if they have to play against the Los Angeles Lakers because of the way they rebound with AD, the way they push the ball with Bron and some of those forwards on that team. But this is something that you have to watch for. But I think right now, based on what we're seeing, I look for Denver to make a run towards first place. They're playing really good basketball. Yeah. Joker's in rare form. And I don't know that OKC finishes one at the end of the season, but if they do, I think that's really good for the top of the West, because those teams are all good at home. So by top of the West, I mean it's good for those teams. Whoever gets home court advantage out of OKC, Minnesota, Denver, they're all really, really good at home, and it's hard to beat them.
Are you you feel confident in saying that the Thunder, and I know they're sitting in first place, so this may sound ridiculous to even ask to some, but do you believe that they're a true title contender?
I think that word is just so tricky. I think the favorite to win it all is the Denver Nuggets. I think, I don't know, I have to check the Vegas odds, out of the West. I think Denver
to win it
and the
all,
Clippers.
Even at, okay.
Out of the West. Like, obviously Boston is the favorite, okay. I would imagine, because of their sheer dominance over everybody throughout the season. Three losses at home. Like, Boston is probably the favorite. But I think if you look at experience, you look at a team that has proven they can win a championship as constructed. Obviously, they don't have Bruce Brown anymore. They lost a couple players. But the Denver Nuggets have proven that their 1-2 can win a championship. And it's hard to beat them at home. Minnesota is good. They're still figuring some things out in terms of their offense in the half court. They're still figuring some things out in terms of lineups that they want to utilize in the playoffs. I think OKC is another really good team. They're just young. They're continuing to gain experience, but they don't have that finals experience yet, that like deep playoff run experience yet. So I would say that if you look at experience and you look at star player on the team with experience, you look at the Denver Nuggets, you look at the Clippers. The Clippers have Kawhi. He's won multiple championships. When he's healthy, he's arguably the best two-way player in the NBA. You look at how he's been known to perform under pressure when healthy. You look at Paul George. You look at James Harden. I think those teams have the experience factor, which I think a lot of people factor in the decision-making. But I would say that OKC is great. Minnesota is great. Denver, all those teams are great. But Denver is the only team on that list, you know, of those teams I mentioned that is coming off a championship. They have an MVP. A multi-time MVP who probably wins it again this year, and they have a formula that has proven to work and be successful at the highest level, at the highest stage. So I would say that no matter where they finish, they're the favorites in the West because they just won a championship and they have the same pieces, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, you can argue that they have the best starting five in the league. But I'm going to phrase this to you this way because – you know, you mentioned the Suns. They're going to be without Devin Booker for 7 to 10 days. So they're, and you said how they're in that seventh seed. Mm-hmm. They have the talent. They have KD, who's been an MVP, who's won a championship. Then you look at the Warriors. Yes, their winning streak just was snapped in, you know, a pretty crazy way. Losing and by 50 for most of the game, but you know, it's the same as losing by one. A loss is a loss.
It's true.
And then the Lakers, you know, they've got LeBron and AD. They've won a championship, and so I'm trying to bring up those three teams because they have experience too, and they have veteran players. Which one of those three teams, though, do you feel is the scariest out of the West?
I'd say looking at the...
because they all have their issues, but they all have a lot of benefit of the doubt, if you will.
One of the Lakers or Warriors is probably going to get into the playoffs. So...
if not both.
How do so you're saying Phoenix and Dallas aren't getting
in? It could be a climb.
Phoenix has got to deal with Devin Booker being out for a week. They got the hardest, toughest remaining schedule for the rest of the season. Dallas has Luka and Kyrie, and they're basically two games out of fifth. I guess a game out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
they're basically close to being 5-6.
I also had them against the Celtics. And Luka keeps putting up ridiculous numbers. He keeps putting up 30-point triple-doubles, but they've lost.
But they're losing.
A few.
I had to do a coin flip, if you had to flip a coin and tell me Lakers or Warriors, I would say I'd probably go Lakers because we were in a similar situation last year. Lakers win the play-in game, they go to the Western Conference Finals. They essentially have the same team, right? Healthy Bron, healthy AD, D'Lo's playing really well. Rui, Reeves, Prince, like, they essentially have the same team.
But they're 3.5 games back of you guys right now, right? So 5-10 is...
It's very close. It's not impossible. Not impossible. What I'm saying is... You look at it like one game elimination. Obviously, they try to avoid the playing game, but in their heads, they've already been there. Like, oh, we can still be in the playing game and make it and get to the conference finals because we just did that last year. Mm-hmm. And it's one game. It's an NCAA tournament style one game. One game with the Warriors and Lakers right now facing off against each other in the Bay. Who you taking?
In the Bay,
right now, 9 versus 10.
I mean,
we've seen it both.
Yeah, I mean, we saw that the first year of the play-in. I mean, scripted it any better?
Feet to fire, Warriors, Lakers in the Bay.
Right now, with
coming off that 50-point loss.
Even though, like I said, I just witnessed that abomination of a game by the Warriors, but it was like half. A quarter. To be honest, and Steph like was questionable heading into that game. I feel like they've been playing really good basketball. The Warriors
have been playing great basketball. Besides that game,
they've been playing really great. And then their young guys, Kuminga, Pajemski, Moody, they're like really finding their confidence. And then Clay and CP3, like they have put their pride aside and, you know, like coming off the bench. And that's really dangerous too, to have two future Hall of Famers come off the bench and steady the young guys. All I'm saying is like, there's a lot of confidence around this Warriors team right now, despite that. I mean, just like throw that game away, on Sunday. I mean, that's essentially what I did. I had to empty my entire notebook. It was like three quarters of garbage time to get through on a Sunday afternoon. But I digress. So I think I answered your question. In the Bay, for sure.
You're taking the Bay. You're taking the Warriors.
The Warriors.
Okay.
I'm taking the Warriors.
While we're here, 7 versus 8, Phoenix versus Dallas in Phoenix. Who are you taking?
Wait, you got to answer first. Who are you taking between the Warriors?
Ladies first.
You going Warriors? Oh, ladies are okay. I don't know. I can't put my finger on Phoenix right now. And like Dallas has been playing really well too. Like Kyrie and Luka have been doing a great job kind of figuring out each other's flow in clutch time. I think they made some really nice moves at the trade deadline that fit really well. And Luka's been playing crazy.
So you're going Dallas.
I think I'd maybe go Dallas.
Let me hear you say it.
I think I would go Dallas.
Okay, perfect. I would go Phoenix. A healthy Phoenix team over Dallas. It's a crapshoot. They haven't been healthy all year.
Yeah, that's not like a gut call.
It's just me saying. All right, you take Dallas' best player versus the Suns' best player, right? So you're basically going Luka versus KD.
KD.
At home.
And then Kyrie versus Book.
Kyrie versus Book at home.
And then you got the Beal versus
Tim Hardaway Jr. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know who their number three is.
No, on paper, the Suns, like, we already know this.
Right,
you know,
but the thing is, chemistry,
to be a super team.
Chemistry.
Yes. Depth.
Health. Depth. And we got to keep in mind, it's not best team. It's best team that night because it's one game. So it's like March Madness, basically. It's not the best team. It's the best team that night. Who plays better for this one game? And Luka has been very good against the Phoenix Suns consistently.
He sure has.
Very good.
He sure has. If you want to look in the mentions and, you know, comment section, loves talking about the Luka versus Booker.
So we could be looking at...
And it was like, I don't know, that would be a good series. I want to see that, to be honest.
It's lining up to be close to that right now based on the standings, but we'll get to that soon, and I can't wait to see what happens. As long as we're not in the playing game, I look forward to watching and eating popcorn I watch with butter and extra salt.
But like I said, this is why I said that the Lakers could possibly and Warriors could possibly still be in the playoffs, even though they're and I know people are gonna be like, oh, you're so ESPN only talking about the Lakers and Warriors, but you know, the Lakers and Warriors are interesting because they have two of generational talents, and I don't think LeBron can, do anything more to solidify that if you didn't believe that already. Setting another milestone, eclipsing the 40,000 point mark,
which is
albeit
crazy.
In a loss to the Nuggets, but you know, it was still LeBron's night. He says that he thinks that record can be broken. Do you see that happening? I mean, I guess like people always say that LeBron isn't viewed as a scorer. And, you know, the fact that he broke this, maybe someone could come along.
The hardest part.
And put up those type of numbers is the longevity.
The longevity. Because somebody can average 30 for a few years, even 5 years. But to average 27 over 20 years is crazy. And basically to score 10,000 points from 18 to 28 to 38. Like, he's scoring, like, every 6 years, he's scoring 10,000 points, which is insane. And I mean, you tack on the fact that he played in the playoffs every year and is still in his 21st season is snutty.
To the finals for 10 years. It's really crazy.
I don't think it gets broken, like, because I don't think people will take care of their bodies enough to play that long that level. Like, I don't see that happening. Somebody will be good enough to do it, but will they be...
It's also taking care of your mental state.
Right, which is also important.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured... It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's going to be hard. But how much more? Like, where do you think he ends his career at?
I heard.
I mean, because he's still playing at an elite level. It's insane.
He's going to average at least 20 the next 3 years, right? So he's at 25 this year. He'll average at least 20 the next 3 years. Let's round up and say he averages 22.
You're giving him three more years.
He's about to sign allegedly a 3-year deal. Right? Isn't that what that Wendy put out? He's going to get a 3-year deal. Let's say the 3-year deal's, let's say it's 3 years, $180 million. Let's go $60 million even. So he plays the next 3 years and he averages 20 points per game. And let's say he plays 62 to 65 games a year. That's a lot of points, first of all, that I'm going to add
you're
up.
I'm not going to do that in my head. If you get your calculator.
65 times 20 points per game is 1,300 points. Times it by 3. He's going to get at least 3,900 more points. Are we including playoffs too? If so, let's call it ballpark over 4,000 more points. So that gives him 44,000 points. And that's not to mention the fact that he's at 40,000 right now with 21 games left. And at 21 games at 25 points per game, he's adding another 525 points to that. So he's going to get, I'd say, close to 45,000 points in the next 3 years. No one's getting that. And that means he'll have played, what, 24 years? 22, 23, 24? 24 years in a league? No one's going to, who's doing that? Like, young players in the league right now, you got Trey, Lucas, Shea, Joker. KD's still in the league. He's, what, 12,000 points away? Is right. that, what is KD?
So, look, Luka is, there's, we've been talking about Luka's, like, there's some pace that Luka's keeping up with in terms of scoring.
Right.
Compared to LeBron. But I've asked Luka, because, you know, several times that I've done his games against the Lakers, and I asked him if he feels like he's, you know, he ever wants to try to go for some of LeBron's records. And he, like, emphatically was like, hell no, I'm not playing for that long. Like, he...
Bingo.
You know? I think he's here for a good time, not a long time.
I think a lot of our players from across the water are here for a good time. And not a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of work to play 21 years.
And to be away from your family. I mean, like, those guys are coming, yeah. you know, 9-10 hour flights away
and
from your families.
This, and your horses.
And your restaurants. And your bars and your lounges where you stand on tables and just live your best life.
And your
life.
Culture. Right.
It's hard to be away 9 months out of the year where every flight is a connecting flight and your family, it takes them a whole day to get to you. It's a lot.
I mean, as like, how's your brother? You know, your brother
not,
plays
I can tell you right now, he's not going to play 20 years. He's not going to do it for 20 years.
Correct. Yeah.
And he's at, this is 11.
Unless you're
he's at 14. This is his 14th year overseas. So he's almost to 20, which is nutty to think about.
Yeah.
We talked about...
I mean, you think Wembanyama could do it?
Ooh, you got me. I think he...
Did I beat you to it?
Yeah, you beat me. I think he could do it. Will he want to do it? Can you think about how the game is going to look? First of all, 5 years from now, the league looks completely different. 10 years from now, Wemby's in his 11th year in the league. The league looks completely different.
There's just going to be a bunch of other Wembys.
Yeah, 6'9", ball-handling savages who run
He's an AI. He's an AI basketball player.
He's going to be making $100 million a year. He's going to get that 5 years. 5 years.
It's 5 years.
$700 million deal. That's going to be crazy.
Stop it.
We got to clip this.
That's what's going to be.
In 10 years, so like Luka's probably going to get 70. Luka's extension will be like 75 to 82 million a year when he takes his next Supermax. Yeah. So Wimby's max.
So we're going to have LeBron and Steph on TV talking like the old heads do now, being like,
Draymond's
if I made
so mad.
100 million in my day.
Yo, me and Dre are going to be talking about how.
You're right.
Wemby is making $125 million a year. That's crazy. Like, that's going to happen.
I mean, spaceships are going to be expensive. Yeah.
I'm not going to be a hater, though. I'm not going to be a hater like some of our old heads. I'm going to be like,
all right, clip that
get your
off.
Money. Get your money, man. Hey, get your money. Get your money and enjoy it. Wemby could do it. The way he takes care of his body, like from what I've seen and heard, like he cares, he's passionate, he's flexible, mobility, he's young, he's spiry, and he's
I don't see him playing 21 years though.
He's with the Spurs.
I know, but I don't see him playing.
They know how to preserve bodies.
Yeah, but what are the Spurs going to look like in 5 years?
How many years did Timmy D play?
Timothy Theodore Duncan played 19 years.
It was 2 more years.
Yeah.
He got the blueprint. He has a blueprint right there. And Timmy was more down low than he is. He's like finesse. He's moving around, shooting threes. So he's not banging as much. And he didn't play in the era where, you know, that 90s basketball. He got the end of the 90s era where it was heavy on the post-ups. Heavy on the post-ups. Heavy on wedge. Heavy on San Antonio week. All of those things.
I mean, what is life? What is technology in general going to be in 5? We're going to be watching these basketball games on their Apple Pro glasses. Virtually. I saw someone on the train wearing one of those goggles, by the way.
Living their best life. Crazy. Living their best life.
Just sitting there. He was in a four pod. I don't know if anyone's been on like Amtrak or the Acela these days, but like there's like a table. So he was sitting with three strangers with this goggle on and
vibing
just
out.
Whipping his hands, vibing out. It was a 4-hour train to Boston and he kept those things on. God knows what he was watching. I should have just minded my business.
I'm sure it was very entertaining for his 4-hour trip. Sure, it was very entertaining. Yeah,
it was for me. All right. That's a tight 30.
That is a tight 30, and I hope everybody enjoys their March. You know, we have 21 games left until this is really real out here for everybody. So happy March.
Oh. Yes.
Happy March.
Wait, keep before marching. You go. So Toronto, top 7. In aquariums.
Top 7 aquariums in the world. Ripley's.
Such an aquarium. Random start. But where does Toronto fall in food cities for you?
Top five.
It's literally on so many NBA people's lists and top 3.
Top 5, easy. It's so much food, so much diversity, so much influence here from so many different parts of the world.
Yeah.
I love this place.
To me, it really reminds me of Chicago.
I'm going to go to Soto Soto tonight.
Okay. Enjoy that. Well, yeah, I've been there.
Pasta.
Yum. Very good. All right, enjoy. I'll talk to you next week. Keep on winning. Handle business on this road trip.
We're going to try our best.
Goodbye.